Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle Radio. I'm Monica Lillis and once again we visit the places locals love for their food and drink. This week we're staying local and heading to the leafy suburbs of North London, Crouch End to be exact. The area may feel like somewhat of an underdog, being so close to the bustling Finsbury Park. However, the abundance of quaint coffee shops, vibrant bistros and community feel makes it well worth a visit. Local resident Rob Prendergast takes us on a tour of the neighbourhood's best culinary spots. Take a listen.
Despite already having a glowing reputation, Crouch End still manages to feel like a hidden gem. The North London community is 10 minutes from Finsbury Park, and while its lack of tube station may make it slightly harder to get to, its warm embrace makes it even harder to leave. An area that is full of creatives and families, the food and drink scene keeps the residents and visitors joyful. While someone could spend thousands of pounds on advertising to you, the effect of word of mouth is still king. Crouch End sits back, and with its humble confidence it says, come and find me. It embodies the word of mouth, the let's give here a go, cosy eating experience we all long for. Start your Crouch End culinary journey just outside of the main drag at Max's Sandwich Shop, across the road from Crouch Hill Station. Max Halley is a renowned chef who uses his skills to focus on his real passion, sandwiches. While the laid-back vibe is a huge selling point, the food is the main thing. In the Venn diagram of comfort food and reinventing expectation, Max finds the perfect middle ground. The handwritten menu consists of four options, with the ham, egg and chip sandwich always remaining at the top and reigning as the godfather of sarnies, while other regular and occasional casting changes with great names and even better taste. There's nothing wrong with the name of a chicken sandwich, but Et tu, Brute, The Killing of Caesar, sure does have a much more grand ring to it. Supported by the rest of the menu of wings, spuds and beer, the place keeps it simple, a move that keeps it perfect. Over the hill and onto Crouch End Broadway, you have Dunn's, one of the oldest bakeries in London. The bakery is run by sixth generation baker Lewis Freeman, who runs the company that began in 1820. Pop in and grab one of their best-selling products, like their famous sausage roll or the humble jam donut, or any of their sourdough loaves that fly off the shelf each day. You can view a picture of Crouch End from any year and you'll see locals heading in and out of this building. The place defies the test of time and remains the poster child of the Crouch End community, with fresh bread and gorgeous pastries made daily. Just across from the famous clock tower, you'll find Paisan, a charming Italian restaurant which can make a strong argument for being one of the best pasta restaurants in London. A cute little Italian place is the backbone of any neighbourhood, and Paisan does a great job of fronting the Crouch End food scene. The restaurant's charming terrace is one of the area's most popular spots. The pasta is made fresh daily and has gluten-free options. They have dishes from regions all over Italy. You can't go wrong with a classic carbonara or the ragu di manzo, made with their scrumptious, slow-roasted beef shin ragu. Now, Le Duc Garçon does push the envelope of the area's subtle status, with its respected reputation as the perfect, cosy neighbourhood restaurant. Renowned chefs Robert Reed and Jean-Christophe Slowick met while working at Marco Pierre White's Oak Room before setting up shop right here in Crouch End, working with local suppliers and artisans to create a wonderful dining experience with a menu filled with great French dishes, making it the place to come to get your fix of escargot. Unifying the food neighbourhood, the restaurant sources its bread from Sourdough Sophia, based just down the road. Now, it gets to the point where I threaten to become slightly repetitive, using the words cosy and neighbourhood to describe the eating establishments, but there's no better way to describe it. If you look up cosy in the dictionary, you'll see a picture of a charming little restaurant in Crouch End. Leon's Seafood and Wine epitomises this. The independent, family-run restaurant comes with a convenient set menu that offers you two entrees and a main, with the menu being made up of the freshest fish you can find anywhere in the city, paired with a fantastic selection of wine. And if none of these places float your boat, head to Saki for your sushi fix, or Beam for your sociable mid-morning coffee. You can even do what I do, and reenact the same walk to the shops that sing Shaun of the Dead in pursuit of a cornetto. Even a walk to the corner shop in Crouch End is subtly cinematic. Walking through the neighbourhood, you can't go wrong by nipping into any of the delightful cafes, many of which filled with works from local artists, or ducking into any of the snug restaurants. You can find everything from trendy craft beer bars, cocktails, sushi, Italian, Indian, and Thai. The only thing you'll struggle to find is a bad review. And if me talking about these places hasn't done it for you, to sweeten the deal, the pubs are bloody good too. So whether you're coming to London, or even if you live in London, I want to reconnect with the comforting feeling of your welcoming hometown. Crouch End is the place to be.
Thanks, Rob. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I'm Monica Lillis. Thanks for listening.